Changing the world one life at a time. K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ, San Marcos, Poway, San Diego.
And the world at KPRZ.com.
Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. On the phone with us to start it off is Sonia, who's going to tell me the answer to the trivia question. And then when she does that, she's going to win a pair of tickets to Audio Adrenaline, Disciple, Stellar Cart, and Ryan Stevenson. Oh, get ready. Here we go. Sonia, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Okay.
Very.
Okay. Good. Don't get nervous. Okay. Because sometimes people get nervous and then their brain freezes. Don't let your brain freeze. It's okay. Here we go.
I hope not.
Okay. Here we go. There's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those are the four authors of the gospel. One of them is also kind of known as the physician. Which one would that be?
That would be Luke.
That is correct, ma'am. You have won a pair of tickets.
All right.
So you just won concert tickets. That's a great job. So here's what I need you to do. Now, this is going to be a little bit of a pain, but I feel you can get through this. We're going to put you on pause, on hold, and then we're going to start to get your information. I'm actually going to give another person an opportunity to win as well. I guess I'm not going to give them an opportunity. So anyway, what we're going to do for you, though, is we're going to put you on hold, and then Robo Paul is going to get all your information and get it coordinated for the tickets, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Excellent job. Thank you so much, and thanks for being patient. Okay. All right. You got her? You got that taken care of? She didn't hang up, did she? Okay, good. I want to make sure. Russ, if you decide you want to call back, I got another trivia question. So it's entirely up to you. You can do it. You can not do that. That's up to you. But I do have another set of tickets to give away, which is very nice that I got that. So that's cool. Okay, let's cover a couple of things. I haven't even had a chance to really get into the news, which probably doesn't disappoint anybody, to be really honest about it, but that's okay. I do want to talk about we're looking at today's Facebook post. Looking at today's Facebook post, and so here's what I want to do on this one. I just want to read the post and talk to you about it, because this is one of those posts that is like, oh, I need to remember this. I need to keep this in my brain. I need to write this and put this on my dashboard, in my wallet. I actually should put it at my front door so that when I'm going out for the day, I take it with me. The post was from Proverbs chapter 3, and it says this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. That's Proverbs 3, verse 5. Also, verse 6, usually you do 5 and 6 together. It's trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. But at the bottom of this, where it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding, I wrote, but ain't I smart enough to figure it all out? And then I wrote this. No. You get that? Are you with me on that one? So basically what I'm saying is, you know, I'm listening to the passage. I'm looking at the passage. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Okay. And then I'm writing to myself, but ain't I smart enough to figure it all out? No. No, I'm not smart enough. I'm not that intelligent. The thing about trusting in the Lord, first of all, I sometimes I trust the Lord, sometimes I don't. I think I need to do a better job. Sometimes I use a big part of my heart, sometimes I use a little part of my heart. Most of the time, I lean on my own understanding. Doesn't seem to help me out very much. The Lord's understanding is the better understanding. The Lord's way of looking at it is the way it is. So here it is. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Question. Ain't I smart enough to figure it out? Answer. No. That tells you everything. What do we have? Russ, get back on the line. Is he on the line with us? All right, Russ, are you there with us?
I'm here.
How you doing today, sir?
Good.
Okay, ready? Now, I got a secondary question, but you can still win the exact same prize, a pair of tickets to the concert. And if you don't know the answer, I'm going to help you. But I think you might know the answer, but we'll see. I'm going to kind of give you that opportunity. Here's the trivia question. Ready? Ready? Here we go. How many books / letters, how many in the New Testament? Do you know how many total books / letters there are? I'll help you out. I'll help you out. It's less than 30, but more than 25.
Less than 30, more than 25 New Testament.
Okay. It's not 26, 29, or 28.
27.
That's correct. You won. Nice job. Listen, the reason I did that is because you didn't have a chance to hear the question. You didn't know what was coming, and I knew that. So I didn't want to put that on you. That didn't seem like that'd be fair. So that's why I wanted to make sure you got to the ticket. So here's what we're going to do. I don't know if Paul's got the information for you or not, but I'm going to turn you back over to RoboPaul. Make sure that you get coordinated so you get a pair of tickets so you can go to the concert.
That'd be excellent.
Okay. I appreciate it, sir. Thanks for your patience in hanging on. Sometimes in radio, it takes a little longer than we like.
Not a problem.
All right. Thank you. God bless you. I hope you enjoy it. All right. So I'm going to let Robo Producer take care of that. And then, somebody wanted to know about that. He's getting the information, and somebody wanted to know about that, though, is when you trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, does that mean you walk around like a zombie? No. No. Well, I think sometimes I do, but I'm not trying to be that way. Here's what we're talking about. When it says trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, what the real whole element is as you're walking through life and looking at your circumstance, at your relationship, at your job, at the things that you do, the things that you allow in your life, okay? As you're doing all that, understand that God has a greater understanding of those areas in your life and in my life than we do. He's got a better understanding. And when we just view things from our POV, when we just view things from our point of view, we often miss that there's a greater point of view to what's taking place. Even things that we don't necessarily like. I'll give you an example in the Bible, and I'll give you an example from my life. In the Bible, if you'll remember, when Saul, before he was anointed king, there was two donkeys that were lost, or a few donkeys that were lost. I think it's two, but it could have been more, could have been less. But here's the deal. There were some donkeys that were lost. It has to be at least two because it was plural. And the father, Saul's father, said, go find the donkeys. And he goes looking for the donkeys. Well, Saul thought he was out there on a mission to go find the donkeys. But God was sending Saul to meet Samuel. So from Saul's perspective, he was going out looking for a donkeys. He was a pet detective. From God's perspective, he was drawing Saul towards Samuel so Samuel could anoint him king. So God had a different perspective. And another example of that in my own life, when my wife and I exited this last place and came into the new place, from our perspective, the apartment complex was being kind of mean. We thought they were trying to get more money out of us. We worked our way through it. We talked them through it. They changed their policy for people that are exiting. And it turns out that people that are going to exit aren't going to have the same kind of hard time. What's weird about it is I had been praying for the last like 5, 6, 7 months that Noelle and I could be a blessing to the people in the apartment complex. Well, guess what? God answered the prayer. See this? From my point of view, it's like they're trying to gouge us. And I think God's like going, weren't you praying to be a blessing? Okay. I don't think we hang on to those things very well. All right, I'm going to take a break. We come back, we can do some other stuff. Right at the bottom of the hour, though, I'm going to share some more of my testimony, so that should be fun. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Coming right back.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Have questions about financial aid? Get answers at the upcoming financial aid webinar sponsored by National University, Thursday, November 14th at 5:30. RSVP at nu.edu/webinars.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela, new here on KPRZ 1210 AM, KPRZ, Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
At Bethel Seminary, excellence is about more than leading a congregation. It's about living your beliefs. Join us for Bethel Preview Night on November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. to learn how Bethel Seminary will prepare you for a lifetime of service to God, your community, and your church. To learn more or to register online, go to seminary.bethel.edu. Bethel Preview Night, November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. Register at seminary.bethel.edu. Bethel Seminary, committed to excellence.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. The retirement professor Marty Schneider here. You know, there's an old investment adage that says, know how much of a risk taker you are not before you learn the hard way. Well, many people overestimate their risk tolerance levels until they receive that quarterly investment statement that shows their investment account has lost value. And that's where the risk rubber meets the tolerance road. Don't forget, if a bad market drops your account by 50%, you need to bounce back 100% to get even. Now, that kind of risk may or may not be appropriate for you based on your age and your goals. So, as always, it's a great reason for you to sit down with your advisor to get a really clear picture of the risks that you're taking so you can make an informed decision on all of your investment choices. Call me for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. That's 1-800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
San Diego is a creative community. It's an epicenter for arts and music. San Diego hosts some of America's finest military servicemen and women. Over 100,000 college students are coming to San Diego to be educated, and also it's a very international city. Beyond being one of the most diverse cities in the United States, numerous refugees from around the world come seeking to find new hope. Basically, when we looked at San Diego, we saw tremendous potential to impact the nations of the earth.
We believe that the church is called to touch every sphere of society and to be the centerpiece in seeing the city and the region become light to the nations. Simply put, we believe in a church that is for all peoples.
You know, God's doing amazing things, and we believe he has an incredible plan for your life. We want to invite you to be a part of what God's doing here.
I'm Robert Herber, the lead pastor at All People's Church. I want to invite you to join us for worship at 9 or 11 a.m. at Crawford High School. Check us out online at allpeopleschurch.org.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, do we got that San Diego sound thing? That's because, you know, we're here in did you find that one? Because it's in San Diego. And so I just want to...
San Diego.
No, it's San Diego.
San Diego.
I think it's San Diego.
San Diego.
You know, I like living in...
San Diego.
Isn't...
San Diego.
Terrific. Okay, very good. Thank you. I don't know why I like doing that. It just seems funny. Okay. As you know, I'm going to be sharing a little more of my testimony when we get to the bottom of the hour, but we do have only got a couple minutes here, and I did come across one story, and I've got to say, this is a sad story. I'm sad. You hear the sadness in my voice? Does my voice sound sad? I'm sad. This is sadness on radio. Sad. Here's what happened. We have a good friend, and something is happening to our good friend. We want to know what it is, RoboPaul? Here's what
I would love to know.
The FDA is putting our very good friend, the Pillsbury Doughboy, on a diet. And now they're going to outlaw trans fats and Pillsbury Doughboy.
But trans fats make it taste good.
Pillsbury, he's got to lose weight. They're putting him on a diet. These are some of the foods, by the way, that are going to be affected if the FDA gets what they want to get. This is some of the foods that are not going to be real happy. Ready? Tell me if you eat any of these foods. Microwave popcorn, frozen pizza, vegetable shortenings, margarine, coffee creamers, biscuits and cinnamon rolls, ready-to-use frosting, crackers, cookies, french fries, and chicken nuggets. See, the problem is they want to get rid of all of those. See, here's the thing. This is the thing I want everybody to know. Remember the other day we were talking about how they're telling us what's lousy and what's not lousy? So now pretty soon they're going to say, you know, this kind of entertainment is lousy and this entertainment is not lousy. Or this is okay and this is not okay. And then pretty soon the state will want to run the entertainment industry. And by state, I mean the federal government. And then they're going to want to run every industry and they're going to want to do everything. And then we should just change the color of the flag to red and that will be the end of it.
That sounds pretty lousy to me.
I mean, it's like, come on, that's terrible. I just don't get – and they want to make the Pillsbury Doughboy. They want to put him on a diet. Really? I mean, you gotta be, it's like so weird. Like, really? I think we should fatten people up, not skinny them down. I mean, did you see the lady who's in the charge of the Affordable Care Act, the Obamacare rollout? What's her
Kathleen
name?
Oh, Kathleen Sebelius?
Celibate? What?
Kathleen Sebelius, I think is who you're talking
Syllabus?
About.
Syllabus?
Sebelius.
Oh. She needs to put some weight on. I mean, what is this whole thing with dieting? It's like, look, I don't want anybody running anything where if a strong gust of wind comes, that person can go flying out the window. I think that's a bad idea. I don't know. I don't want the Pillsbury Doughboy to be skinny. I think he's cute being the cute little fat little doughboy. I thought that was, yeah, that's when you stick him in, you put your finger in his stomach. That's what he does. I think these guys should stop, and they should stop now. That's my – you know what? I'm going to have to use the old line. Ready? I haven't used it for a while. Ready? Back to the dust with thee. Okay. Leave my Pillsbury Doughboy alone. And if you think you're touching my popcorn, my pizza, my coffee creamer, my frostings, crackers, cookies, french fries, and nuggets – that's when you can pry them from my cold, dead hand. Otherwise, that's not happening. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. That's the softer, kinder, gentler me. Isn't it great? We'll be right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Are you looking for great gift ideas? Then look no further than BlackFridayAnyDay.com. Right now, you can purchase a $50 gift certificate for just $25 to Aztec Tan San Diego. Aztec Tan San Diego offers airbrush tanning, teeth whitening, infrared body wraps, and much more. Save money at BlackFridayAnyDay.com, where you could purchase jewelry, artwork, electronics, and other cool accessories at BlackFridayAnyDay.com. You'll find better deals at BlackFridayAnyDay.com than any day of the week.
Thursday, November 7th, Billy Graham preaches a message for the nation.
I've been praying that we might have a spiritual awakening.
My Hope America, presented in living rooms across the country, including yours. Invite friends and family who don't know Jesus to watch Billy Graham's message. Then share what Jesus has done in your own life and invite them to start a relationship with Him.
There's hope because there's God.
Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org today. myhopewithbillygraham.org.
Kevin Davis here. As we're heading into the holiday season, there's a lot of great things going on at Monte Vista Village, aren't there, Tracy?
There is, Kevin. I have another invitation for your listeners who've been thinking of moving to a senior living community. They can join us Saturday, November 23rd as we celebrate Thanksgiving. Guests will enjoy roast turkey with pomegranate glaze, Waldorf ham, potatoes with caramelized onions, and much more. And you don't want to miss the pumpkin cinnamon pudding cake. It'll knock your socks off.
That sounds tasty.
Our event is held from 11:30 to 1:30, and this is a great way to meet our residents and take a tour of Monte Vista Village and see what I've been bragging about all this time. Please RSVP by November 20th to 619-465-1331. Come and join us for this complimentary event and see what your life could be like at Monte Vista Village.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want, I mean, if you're feeling like the hankering to do it, if you're in the mood, maybe you're in the mood. It could be. I don't know. You can send me an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. You know, it's encouraging when you get emails. It is. I mean, people write emails, or some of them have been very, very encouraging. Wonderful. And other emails are less encouraging, but hey, they're listening. Also, you can go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's smart. Okay, here's the thing I want to do. I'm going to do a short DDD, and then we're going to break. And then when we come back, I'm going to share some more of my testimony so you know exactly what's going on. One of the few things we have planned on this show. That's our first plan. We just made it up like a minute and a half ago. Here is the DDD. It's from Numbers chapter 33, verse 3. Numbers chapter 33, verse 3. Has everybody got that? Numbers. What did I do with my towel? Did I leave my towel in there? Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I don't know what's going on around here. All right. Anyway, Numbers chapter 33, verse 3. And it says this. They journeyed in their first month, and on the 15th day of the first month, and on the next day after the Passover, the sons of Israel started out boldly in the sight of all the Egyptians. Did you hear that? I'm going to have to read it again because I want you to catch it, okay? On the 15th day of the first month, on the next day after the Passover, the sons of Israel started out boldly in the sight of all the Egyptians. This is when the children of Israel were getting up and going. And when I say getting up and going, they were getting up and they were leaving. Getting up, leaving. And they got up and they left boldly in the sight of all the Egyptians. Now, why did I bring that text up? Why am I bringing this subject up? What am I talking about? What has this got to do with? Because this is us. And whenever it's us, I want us to see us as us is. Many of us who have become Christians in the last year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, many of us start boldly. When we first become a Christian, we're on fire. The Word of God is just ablaze. We can't seem to get enough of it. Fellowship, we feel like the doors should never close. We're hungry for the Lord. We want everything we can do, everything we can find in the Lord. We want to be a part of everything the Lord is doing. We pray, we read our Bible, we spend time in fellowship recognizing that we're growing in the Lord. We start out boldly, most of us. But what happens sometimes? Well, most of us will say, if we are not standing boldly, life happens. You know, life, stuff, life. You know, that's kind of a great excuse just to say life happens. That's an excuse for not staying strong in the faith. That's what that is. For a lot of people, though, what happens is they start out boldly and then they find they get intertwined with sin. And most often, whatever the sin is self-destructing. It's self-destructing. At some point, it takes the toll. And some people, as they're getting caught up in sin, seem to easily get caught up in the world. So they quickly forget that the world is in opposition to God, and friendship with the world is a dangerous place to be because the world is called the enemy of God. And if you're not sure about it, you need to read James, you need to read 1 Peter, and you need to read John, 1 John, the epistle. You need to understand that the world system is contrary to God, functioning independent of God. In the world system is the same sin which led Adam to raise his fist to heaven and say, I'll do it on my own. That's a very, very, very dangerous place to be. Other people have gotten snowballed by the enemy. And people say, oh, Satan, he wears a red suit and has pitch. He's got, he's got a little pitchfork and he's got pointy ears and a tail. Really? I think he's done an excellent job letting you think that's what he's like. He's like dresses like, so to speak, an angel of light. Not an angel of, woo, I'm going to get you. Satan's not doing that. Satan's going, this would be a great idea. Maybe we should do it this way. Hey, what about this way? What about this? Why don't we try this? Oh, you don't need to pray. Oh, you read your Bible before. Isn't it amazing that of all the books you've ever read in your life, it's like the Bible's the hardest one to read? Doesn't that kind of make you think, wait a second, that doesn't seem right, does it? No, it doesn't seem right. A lot of us will get caught in sin, we'll get caught in the world, or we'll get caught up in a deception from the enemy. That's right. The enemy, who doesn't like anybody who's a Christian. He hates Christians. He hates any of the offspring that are of Christ. He hates them all. Jesus was clear. If they've done it to me, they're going to do it to you, man. It's like that. You got to know that. You got to read Revelation 12. You got to see who Satan goes to war with. Those who have faith in Jesus. That's who he goes to war with. So here's what I want to encourage you to do. We started out boldly, okay? I want to encourage you to finish boldly. Listen to this passage in 2 Timothy 4:7. Paul said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. Let's do that. Let's finish boldly. Let's not just start boldly. Let's finish boldly. Let's do it together. We can do this. You can finish strong. You can. You don't have to be giving in to sin, the world, or the enemy. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I'm going to share just a little bit more about what happened to me in my own personal life. Hopefully, it'll be a blessing.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
They said he died after putting his finger in a light socket, but the scars on his body told a different story. Hi, this is Bruce Barker. Here in the U.S., we don't often hear about Christians beaten to death because of actively living their faith, but that's what happened in Vietnam just a few months ago. Pastor Nye and his family were planting a church, actively serving the Lord. They knew the risks, but also knew their people needed to hear about Christ. Pastor Nye was arrested, then tortured to death, leaving his wife and four children behind. Pastor Nye's surviving family members truly need our prayers. His wife, Lee Song, is continuing in ministry, even after her husband's death. Please go to iCommitToPray.com and post a prayer for Pastor Nye's surviving family. Our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs are providing help for their family, and your prayers will let them know that they are not forgotten. Please visit iCommitToPray.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Join me live and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. This month, Quantum Digest is on special. It's the most purified USP plant enzymes. No matter what you eat, it has the power to support its digestion. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447.
Steins can be heard every weeknight, Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. on KPRZ. Dr. Steins will be covering many controversial issues, including, can women preach the gospel? What will Jesus say about women? Is the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues for today? Is homosexuality acceptable before God? Join A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Steins every night at 9 p.m., Monday through Friday on KPRZ. Dr. Steins is the author of three books, Mission America, Golden Nuggets, and A Mother's Story, Part 1 and 2, which are available on Kindle. Paperback can be ordered at atouchfromabove.org. Dr. Luana Steins is the president and founder of A Touch from Above Ministries and Prayer Mountain. Join Dr. Luana Steins at 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on KPRZ. For more information, log on to atouchfromabove.org or call 760-789-6207. 760-789-6207. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Steins.
Do you realize that when you die, your income that your family depends on stops? This is James Johnson. The right amount of life insurance will replace your income and not leave a financial burden behind. The mortgage still needs to be paid. The bills still keep coming. I'm telling you, this is so important. Live life and enjoy it. but make sure you've planned for the future with life insurance. Call me at 800-400-9434. Even if you have a policy, make sure you have enough and you're not paying too much. 800-400-9434.
When KPRZ's Cameron Bradna needed a dentist, he went to Dr. Rhea Middleton Dentistry.
When you visit Dr. Rhea Middleton, you can tell that their goal is to create the most relaxed and comfortable visit possible. I had to go in for some cleaning and a couple fillings, and all that work only took about an hour. They're super quick, super gentle.
Okay, Cameron, what makes Dr. Middleton different?
Right, so I'm laying there on the chair. I got the bib on, I got the little sucker dude dad thingy in my mouth, and here comes Dr. Middleton, and you can just tell she treats everybody like family. She's also an in-network doctor that accepts all PPO plans, and patients without insurance, no problem, just $75 for a cleaning exam and x-ray. And there's plenty of free parking right in beautiful La Jolla. I'd recommend Dr. Middleton to anyone and everyone.
Call Dr. Middleton today at 858-459-1600. That's 858-459-1600.
Oh, and Dr. Middleton said that for any new KPRZ patient who comes in for a teeth cleaning exam and x-ray, will receive a free in-office teeth whitening. A super sweet deal.
Sweet?
For years, you've heard Zero Res say they're the best. So why haven't you tried them? Cell phones upgrade, computers upgrade, and carpet cleaning is upgraded. Zero Res is the upgraded cleaning system for your entire home. Do you really want your kids and pets crawling on filthy carpet full of bacteria, sticky soap, and harmful chemicals? Of course you don't. Zero Res patented alkaline water cleans wonderfully green, it kills bacteria, it's safe for children and pets, and your carpets will smell fresh, your tile will look bright. So why haven't you upgraded? Get your house upgraded with Zero Res before the holiday gatherings begin. Upgrade to the best system in existence, Zero Res. Others may claim it, but Zero Res is it. Call today and get two rooms cleaned and sanitized for a mere $99 and get a 10-foot hallway for free if you donate a can of food for a local food bank. Call 858-486-4100 before the end of the week for the $99 special. That's 858-486-4100 or book online at Zero Res San Diego.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to just share a little bit more, if it's okay with you. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So I wanted to say so. I just want to share a little bit more of my testimony. If you guys remember my testimony I was sharing last time, kind of intense. It had some moments where you had to probably think it through. The Lord had delivered me from a dramatic, almost suicide scenario, and that was some pretty intense materials. Also having the person, Sarah, placed into my home, who somebody was praying for me on a regular basis, that was a pretty intense scenario. Now, let me read you this passage, and this is after I became a Christian, and I was still fooling around with things I wasn't supposed to be fooling around with. After I became a Christian, some people were going to say, oh, well, I don't know if you were really a Christian. Well, you don't have to know whether I was a Christian. I believed and believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. He died on the cross. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose from the dead and is at the right hand of the Father, and he lives to make intercession for me. If you don't know where that passage is, it's in Hebrews. But the reason I want to read this scripture is so you can understand how this works. James chapter 2, verse 13. Because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful, mercy triumphs over judgment. Did you get that? Mercy triumphs over judgment. So I got saved. I mean, my brother did the sinner's prayer with me, and him and another fella, they shared their whole thing with me. They gave me that Bible, that Good News Bible. And like I told you in the last time we discussed this, I went home and I was still getting high. Most people don't accept the Lord Jesus Christ and then go out and do dumb things. I did. Okay? Now that, am I proud of that? No. It's just what happened. I'm not going to change the story. I'm not going to kosher the story so that everybody goes, oh, well, that's just a nice little wrapped in a bow story. That, I don't think anybody's salvation who's come from places I've come from has that kind of testament. It doesn't quite work that way. So for the first couple of months, I was still doing things I was not supposed to be doing. I was doing illegal activities that I should not have been doing, but I could tell that there was this growing, unspoken discontent inside of me that had never been there before. And to be really honest, I couldn't quite figure out what was going on. But remember, mercy triumphs over judgment. So I'm sitting there and I'm engaging in the things I'm engaging in, and I'm getting this sense. It's not even, I wouldn't say it's a voice, it's just this sense that things are going to change, and they're going to change pretty soon and pretty dramatically, although I don't know what that meant. So I'm in my house. I'm living with my mom at that point. I'm in the house. I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. By the way, for those who have any geographical bearings, we lived on Roadrunner Road in Paradise Valley, Arizona. My neighbor across the street was Tom Weisskopf. I mean, the golfer. The man, was he really good at basketball. But that was my neighbor, okay? So it wasn't a small, dinky house. Maybe that's a nice way to say what I was trying to say. I'm in my room, and I'm going to tell you exactly what I was doing. I was pin-smoking some Lebanese blonde hash. And you're sitting there going, what are you talking about? I had a pin, and on the pin, you put the hash, you light it on fire, you put a cup over it, it goes out, the smoke fills under the cup, you tilt the cup at the bottom, you inhale it, that's how you pin smoke hash. That's what I was doing. I'm in the process of doing it, right? I'm in the process of doing it. I got the Bible right to the side of me. I know it's true. I'm just not real sure what's going on. And I hear two words. Now, let me tell you something. You know how people say, well, God doesn't speak? Really? What, do you think they call it his word for nothing? Because he doesn't speak? That's why he calls it the word? Okay, anyway, here we go. Two words. You want to know what those two words were? I'm smoking this hash. Here's the two words. That's enough. And I was like, uh-oh. And that's really what happened. Like, okay. Now, there was nobody in the house. There was nobody in the room. I wasn't hallucinating. There wasn't anything like that going on. Just two words. That's enough. And I'm like, huh. So what I did was I figured out, it took me a few minutes probably, maybe it was just a few seconds, but I figured out that the Lord had just spoken to me. And I know there's some people, oh, he doesn't speak, that's right, yeah, he doesn't say anything. He's a gaseous existence around Pluto, which is still a planet. You know, some kind of gaseous existence. God does nothing like that. I mean, he's been speaking from the beginning all the way through now, but now he's not going to speak. Yeah, right. What? So he says those two words, and you know what happens, RoboPaul? Those words grow louder and louder and louder in my head.
There's a little bit of authority behind that voice.
Lot of authority. Lot of authority. And then it's like, that's enough. And it's like, and it's like, I got nothing to say. What am I supposed to say? So here's what I did. Now, people aren't going to like this. I'm just telling you what happened. You don't have to like it. It's what happened. You know, it's one of those things. I got all of my paraphernalia. Do you know how much paraphernalia that was? It was a lot. I had been doing drugs for 6 straight years, getting high, 15. My wife goes, you exaggerated because you said up to 30. Okay, 15 to 25 times a day. Sorry. I took all of my paraphernalia, hundreds of dollars worth of pipes, bongs, all that stuff. I had all of it. And I threw it in the trash can. Now watch this. Then I went and I got all my stash, my hash, my pot, my coke, everything. And I flushed it all down the toilet, all of it. And I got down on my knees on the side of my bed. And I said to the Lord, the most honest, and I will tell you this right now, still today, I think that moment is the most honest I was ever with God. I said, Lord, I have been getting high for years, and I haven't found anything on your planet that seems to that I seem to enjoy as much of that as that. But I get the distinct impression that you do not like this. So I need your help because I cannot do this in my own power. I need your power. Help me to stop doing this stuff. Help me to stop to desire the desire to have this stuff in me. Help me to get away from this. Help me to walk away from this because if you don't help me, I'm not going to be helped. And you know what I did? I went to bed. And I woke up the next day. And I knew that was it. That was it. It was over. Done. I didn't have, that's the first time in 6 years, I didn't have any desire to fire up. I didn't have any desire to get away. I didn't have any desire. I actually woke up a different person than I went to bed. I was a different human being. Two words. That's all. Two words. That's enough. And I'll tell you, as soon as it happened and I felt this way, I remember I mentioned this to a robo producer before. I was in a house in a situation with an old friend, and they started to fire up in front of me and smoke pot and so on and so forth. And I remembered the passage in Corinthians or in Romans with the, every temptation, there'll be a way of escape. And in my escape, that was the front door. That person sparked up. I was outside that front door in 2 seconds. Bam! Out the door, in my car, and I drove away. Okay, and that person probably thought I lost my mind, which, you know, I mean, that's not entirely incorrect. But here's the thing. The Lord heard an honest, not a righteous prayer. It wasn't even spoken well or anything. It was just honest. I just told him exactly where I was and how I felt, and that if he helped me, awesome. But if he didn't help me, it wasn't going to happen. And Robo Paul, when I went to bed, I had no idea what was going to happen when I woke up. But when I woke up, I was a new man. When you use the term born again, that was born again. That is when my spirit came so alive. I mean, the stuff that follows is, it's incredible, the stuff that follows. It really is. I mean, I went on to ministry, and we're going to talk about those things down the road. But let me tell you something. If you're out there and you're hearing me and you have been struggling with something, I don't care what it is, doesn't matter. If you, in your prayer, will ask the Lord and just be honest. Don't pray like a pseudo-righteous Christian. Pray with the honesty of your heart. Ask the Lord for help. He will help you. He will strengthen you. He will love you. He will change you. I know that doesn't fit with this, or that doesn't fit with this. I get it. I get it. I get it. I got an answer for you. If you're still struggling with that thing, what can it hurt just to ask the Lord for help? Try it. You might wake up a completely different person. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we got a few more things we got to cover before we head out for the weekend, so you don't want to miss the exit.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Step out of the everyday and into the tranquility of the spa at La Costa, named the number one wellness spa in the nation. Come for a treatment and stay for the day. Visit the spa at La Costa in October and receive a $45 savings pass. Details at lacosta.com.
As a listener, You know that Ecola Termite and Pest Control is successful because they're so effective. Well, if you're looking for a successful career, Ecola wants to talk to you. They have an opening for a technician. You need a good driving record, a valid driver's license, and a good attitude. This is a full-time career with benefits. They provide the training. You bring the dedication. Be a part of the Ecola family. Log on to the Ecola website, termitelady.com, or call 858-488-2847. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Apply online at the Ecola website, termitelady.com, or call 858-488-2847. That's 858-488-2847.
Sweeping through American churches. 58% are leaving the church by age 29. The light that burned bright is being snuffed.
Who said your light was little?
Come and see with new eyes who you really are. Join New York Times bestselling author Ted Decker on Wednesday, November 13th for a free one-night event about you, hosted by C3 Church. Never before has Ted spoken so personally about our true nature in Christ as illustrated in his new novel, Outlaw. No ticket required. Doors open at 6 with book signing to follow. For more details, visit theoutlawtour.com. Join Ted Decker live at C3 Church on November 13th. Read Outlaw and see who you really are. Available everywhere books are sold.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud we are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels. You pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-599-0500. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-599-0500. That's 800-599-0500.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Phrase, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. I just wanted to share one more thing, and then we got to do our jokes, because one of the commitments we made to Professor X is that we would have funny stuff. So I want to make sure I do that. So I'm definitely going to do that. But I did want to share this one other little thing with you. I think you'll appreciate it very much. I eventually I got involved in ministry. I mean, eventually you go and you do stuff with this. you do something with it. So I had a chance. I've been involved in 7 church plants. I got 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations. That's not actually a merit badge. That's a demerit badge, just so you can know, in case you're wondering. Or it just means I'm just as confused as you guys, but let's find the Lord. It could be that as well. But the one thing that I did the very first time I ever spoke, I ever preached, not witnessed, but preached. You want to know what I used for a sermon, what my text was? I mean, you ready for this? This is, well, you're probably not. I used, ready? Romans 1:16, which says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Gentile. But that's the first thing I ever preached. And it's like, if you think about it, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God. Not my presentation of it. Not my fancy I'll tell you in so many words is it. The gospel itself is the power of God. I've preached that in every church, on any pulpit, in every pulpit I've ever been in. And I've been in a lot of them. So, you know, we'll get into some ministry sharing later on. That's just a whole other world right there. Because there's not a lot of Jewish guys who have a Baptist, Pentecostal, and charismatic ordination, plus a four-square ordination anytime I decide to fill out the paperwork, and has been a pastor in a Baptist church, a Bible church, a non-denominational Christian church, a Methodist church, a Pentecostal church, and a charismatic church. It's just not a lot that I'm aware of, I think. I don't know. Who knows? What do you think?
I don't know. I think you need to stop being so lazy and actually do something.
Yeah. I got to get out of myself, you know? A little less me. That's what I need. I need a little less. I can just see my wife listening to this going, yes, a little less you. That would be terrific. I heard you, honey, all the way from over here. I heard you. All right. So our good friend, Tom Levine. Why can't I call him Tom D. Levine? I mean, that's his name, D, his middle name, his initials, D, Tom Divine. That's the best name for that guy, no matter what. Anyway, Tom Levine. Okay, forget it. Thomas Divine sent me the best of the late night jokes, so I'm just going to read three of them, and then I got a few other jokes, and then we got to exit in like, what, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes? Hike, 2.5. All right, listen to this. Tell me what you think of this. Scientists say that women with larger butts are smarter. I believe the study was funded by the Kardashian Institute for Scientific Research. That's not bad. It's Jay Leno did that. New Jersey reelected Governor Chris Christie, or as Christie put it, I came back for seconds. That's a little mean, but it's funny. British scientists are saying King Tut died in a chariot accident. They think he was texting. That's funny. All right. Now I got some religious ones. Now these, if you are a denominational person and these don't make you laugh, you're way, way too serious, okay? First, we'll do the general one that everybody knows. What's the only car approved by the Bible? Hondas, because the Bible said we should all be in one accord. Okay. Got that. This is very funny. I got to do these. These are great. Listen to this. How many Calvinists does it take to change a light bulb? Those who don't understand, just listen to the joke. None. God decides when the bulb will change. Okay, that's one. Very, 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 very funny. How about this one? How many TV evangelists does it take to change a light bulb? Okay. Just one, but send in your donation today so they can buy the bulb. That's funny. How many members of the Church of Christ does it take to change a light bulb? Five, one to change the bulb and four to serve refreshments. These are all good. How many Catholics does it take to change a light bulb? Two, one to change the bulb and one to give the old bulb last rites. Okay. Listen to this one. How many Southern Baptists does it take to change a light bulb? Change? Come on. If you're not laughing at that, something's wrong. I mean, that's just funny. How many fundamentalists does it take to change a light bulb? None. The Bible says nothing about light bulbs. How many Amish people does it take to change a light bulb? What's a light bulb? Those are some good jokes, aren't they? That's some funny stuff. Last joke, and then we're going to exit. Did you know that there were motorcycles during biblical times? King David owned one. The Bible says that David's triumph could be heard throughout the land. That's funny. Those jokes on the light bulb were funny. All right. Some people don't think they're that funny. What can you do? You can grow a funny bone or something. Laugh a little. Everybody else thinks it's funny. All right. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're taking a 72-hour break? 72-hour break. And then we're going to come back on Monday. You know who I'm interviewing on Monday? Pat Boone is going to be on the show on Monday. So that'll be cool. And then we're going to do some other fun stuff, and we'll just see where it goes from there. Thanks for listening. It's been a great week. Oh, by the way, show number 250 today. So thank you, and God bless you for listening.